It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar-Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Aspirin is the most widely used drug in the world. Millions of people with heart disease take a daily dose of aspirin in hopes of preventing heart attacks and stroke. And 44 million healthy Americans take aspirin as a preventative measure to keep from getting a heart attack or heart disease. It's also a very popular pain reliever. But is aspirin safe? Actually, it thins the blood and can cause bleeding ulcers. And according to a new study from Europe, it can lead to the worst form of macular degeneration and cause blindness. The most common question I hear from patients, should I take an aspirin a day? Kim, what would you answer that question? How would you answer that?
Yeah, I would say no. You know, public health officials are now scaling back the recommendations to a much, much smaller group of people that are highly at risk for having, you know, heart attacks. But there's so many things they're finding out now, like it depletes the stomach of protective lining that mm-hmm. we need. And it's also an anti-nutrient. It depletes the body of a lot of important nutrients that we need, like folic acid, iron, potassium, vitamin C. So this is one of these myths that you think, you know, as just doctors have been doing for years and years and after generation after generation, but it's becoming to light now that we shouldn't be doing this every day to our bodies.
Right, and it's a blood thinner, and that makes you more prone to bruising, and it basically, if you're cut, you're going to bleed. You're not going to have the platelets. And if you need surgery, your doctor's going to tell you he can't operate because you're taking aspirin. So if you have an operation scheduled, the first thing he'll tell you is stop taking the aspirin. It's a blood thinner. And my view is, yeah, you're right. If you're a healthy person taking an aspirin a day to keep the cardiologist away, I think the negative effects outweigh all the benefits that they're claiming. And if you have cardiovascular disease or plaquing of the arteries, or maybe you have a clotting disorder and your doctor puts you on a daily basis, baby aspirin, follow those directions. But, you know, Kim, these healthy people are taking these aspirins every day like they're vitamins.
Right, exactly. And that's such a good point. They think that it's part of their vitamin, you know, ritual. But it's good to see now that people are saying, well, maybe we should rethink this because, like you're saying, you mess up the body's ability to heal wounds and to do things that it's supposed to do. So I think it's definitely, let's try to rethink the aspirin and hopefully that'll open people's eyes about doing some more research.
And you brought up a good point. It depletes some of your vitamins, so why would you take... Some people take it with their multivitamin or with their healthy foods that have nutrients in them and just depletes it. So that means... What's your opinion on that popular aspirin alternative, natural white willow bark?
Oh, I've heard so many great things about this, too. And, you know, a lot of holistic practitioners are recommending this in place of aspirin because...
Right.
It's not going to get all the negative side effects as the aspirin does to your body.
Right. It has the same active ingredient, and the key is it's in the natural form, and that's the key. When you're dealing with nature, there's other things, there's other phytonutrients in that herb that's basically helping synergize it and in a natural form, and man creates aspirin. So always look to nature for answers. I agree. Our next topic's pretty exciting. It's a hot topic in the news, testosterone, also known as low T. This is associated with depression, brittle bones, diabetes, obesity, and even heart disease, and of course, low libido. Why has low T become such an epidemic? Kim, I'm going to share a personal experience that could provide an answer, then let's get your chiming in. As you know, Kim, I'm an A-type, high-octane person, always on the move. You get emails late at night. I'm go, go, go. Well, I started getting depressed, zero energy. All I wanted to do was sleep all day. So I got my testosterone checked. It was 105, which is extremely low. I couldn't understand why. Then it hit me. For 3 months, I have been typing on my book manuscript on my laptop at night. So for hours and hours, that computer sat on my groin area, and that's where testosterone is made. Kim, the electromagnetic waves and the heat produced by my laptop caused my low T.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's amazing. I have to say that's truly amazing. And you are like millions of other men who are probably doing the same exact thing. So I think your story is really important.
And they don't even know it. I didn't know it. I had no clue. I'm just typing away. And, you know, it's not laptop. It's also cell phone that may cause your low T because of those EMF waves, electromagnetic frequency waves. They affect your testicles. So, Kim, what I do is on my cell phone, I do keep it on my holster, but I put airplane mode on. And I check my messages every couple hours. So I don't have it constantly searching for a signal because that signal is going into your body. And, folks, that's just right there. That's right near your testicles.
Right. You know, and it's amazing how important you were saying all of your side effects of having the low testosterone levels. And it's so important for men to make sure you're doing certain things in your, you know, your everyday life to keep those levels high so that, you know, you're not getting the same depression, brittle bones. You know, it's such a big thing for men to, you know, if you're overweight, you know, lose excess body fat, eating healthy fats, getting more zinc in your diet, like nuts and seeds are really good. And there's a lot of foods that are really great for boosting testosterone levels naturally, which is what we like to do. And peanuts, cabbage, garlic, oats, brightly colored vegetables, leafy greens, mushrooms, sweet potatoes. And these are things that, you know, you can get at your grocery store, things you should be including in your diet anyway. But, you know, it is really important for men to keep your testosterone levels high, and not just for the obvious reasons, but for so many side effects that you would never realize.
Right. I did took a lot of garlic because it inhibits cortisol, and that's the hormone that competes with testosterone, and it basically limits the actions of testosterone, and it breaks down muscle tissue. And so I did a lot of garlic, kept the vampires away, but I was feeling better. A couple other things I did is, A, I stopped putting that laptop on my lap. I started putting it on my desk, and I took three things. I took Crisin, Tribulus, and DHEA for about 6 weeks, got back to my old self. And Kim, I'll tell you, there's nothing more depressing than experiencing low testosterone. People don't realize. They think, oh, it's erection. All he cares about is getting it, you know, getting it, you know, the increasing sex. No, it destroys you as a man. It destroys who you are. It destroys your ability to wake up and want to just function the next day. So it's so important.
That's key. That is key there, is all the men that could be going through this and they don't know what's wrong with them, you know, getting a good checkout, finding out what you can do naturally every day, or what am I doing in my life? Like, I know someone that was, you know, really drinking way too much, and they found out they had low testosterone mm-hmm. levels as well. And the drinking and losing weight really helped them get back into the swing of life again, and it was just being overweight and drinking way too much. So these are things that a lot of people do every day that, you know, can really add to these low levels.
What's your take on the bioidentical hormones for men?
You know, I've heard amazing things. There's this holistic practitioner who swears by it, absolutely swears by it. And I love, you know, knowing that people are doing, there's doctors out there that are doing things like you in a thinking outside of the box and finding other ways to heal and to treat people. So I think that it's a really great thing.
Right. You know, everybody's seeing the commercials, Androgel, and there's so many others out there for low T. And, you know, folks, these have side effects, and they inhibit your natural body's ability to produce testosterone. So what's happening is you're actually becoming really addicted to these drugs. And not only that, Kim, what happens is you have to take more. Now you go back and get tested, and they want you to keep adding 4 pumps on the left shoulder, 4 pumps on the right, and it can really get to be, you know, obnoxious there, and it has so many side effects. So always look to naturals, Kim, as Kim and I always tell you, look to nature.
Right, that's exactly. And if it's made in a lab, it's made by man, let's rethink it. If it's made in nature, you know, green light, go for it.
Fantastic. Well, all right. Another Chew on This segment has flown by. And if you want a chance to win Kim's latest book, Vegan Swap, make sure you sign up for our challenge at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And if you know anyone out there that can benefit from the topics that you just heard, send them a link to our podcast. We have all the shows podcast. You maybe have a friend, family member suffering from low T or taking an aspirin a day. We have news they can use. Don't go away, because we have more great information coming up on To Your Good Health Radio. Stay tuned.